The cows are fed and the power came back on, so here we go with another ride on Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'm beginning to wonder if I waited until June to start calving, if it would bring on a snowstorm. We've gotten through this one pretty well, and the nice thing about starting to calve this time of year is that you can be fairly sure you're not still going to be getting snow in 2 months. Earlier in the week, I sold a few yearling heifers, and I needed the brand inspector to take a look at them before I could deliver them. I'd talked to him the night before, and he thought he could be here at 9. I was wanting to get some hay hauled from the river place before the storm, and I could not do that until I had the cows fed, and I could not take off to feed cows until after the brand man was here. After finishing what chores I had to do here and feeding the bunch along the road, it was 10 o'clock. I came in to make a phone call. By that time, I was getting a little antsy, and I hunted up the brand inspector's cell phone number. I might have sounded a little cross when I asked him if he was headed this way, but my tone changed pretty fast when he told me he'd just walked through the heifers in the corral and he'd meet me at his vehicle. He even told me he'd come to the house if I didn't want to come out. This week I also had a commission man come and look at some yearlings that were selling. He got here half an hour early, while I was still catching my horse. We were running the yearlings through that day, and I didn't have a lot of extra crew, so I told him he could ride along if he didn't mind riding a strange horse. He replied that he rode strange horses all the time at home. My mount was not on her best behavior that morning, and I explained to the commission man that I seem to be happiest when I'm unhappy, and riding this mare always cheers me up. As I gave this a little more thought through the week, the idea turned itself into a poem that I would like to run by you this morning. I call this poem The Martin Mare. Misery is a friend to me, a blessing is a curse. I can't seem to feel better until I'm feeling worse. If we had a rain the night before and the day is forecast fair, I nipped misfortune in the bud and saddled the Martin Mare. She runs around the old corral, her head and tail high, and twists the bolt away from me when I'm close enough to try. She cannot seem to quit the game until she hears me swear, so I must be feeling better. Thanks to the Martin Mare. I drag her to the hitching rail, and I see a hoof is split. By the time I get her trimmed, I am nearly jubilant. When I get her foot picked up, enough that I can see, she is balancing upon my toe with all her other three. Her withers hold the saddle if I can get it there, but quickness is a necessity to tack the Martin Mare. As I tighten up the cinch, a kick is nearly automatic. A tail swipe across the eyelids leaves me almost ecstatic. She rings me on the saddle horn, then on the candleback. Some quick equine aerobics to get me back on track. Knocks me between the eyeballs as she launches up in a rear, and my cup is running over, thanks to the Martin Mare. By the time the ride is over, I am bleeding black and blue. When it comes to happiness, I have more than I am due. So if you'd be so inclined to plunge me in deep despair, drive a nail in my coffin, come and buy the Martin Mare. If any of you Homegrown listeners don't have plans for this afternoon, I'd like to invite you to a special event at Burr Oak Church, just 20 miles south of Broken Bow on the Sumner Road. It is a family night barbecue starting at 3:30. They're calling it PBR at Burr Oak, featuring Todd Pierce of Riding High Ministries. Todd will be working an unbroken horse in the round pen, building trust with it while he explains how to build a relationship with our Lord. Todd will be joined by Australian gospel artist Steve Grace. Both of these men spend their time in ministry sharing with both riders and fans of the Professional Bull Riders Association. They will be joined by PBR rider and four-time qualifier for the PBR Finals, 21-year-old Travis Briscoe. This will be a rain or shine event. Hamburgers and hot dogs will be served. If you'd like to bring a salad or a dessert, that would be great. Hope to see you this afternoon. If not, I look forward to visiting with you next week on Homegrown.